On Tuesday, our country was attacked with deliberate and massive cruelty.
This event can give a message of hope, hope for the present and hope for the future. Yes, our nation has been attacked, buildings destroyed, lives lost. But now we have a choice, whether to implode and disintegrate emotionally and spiritually, or whether we choose to become stronger.
Times are hard, times have changed, don't you say?
Foundation is our trust in God, and in that faith we have the strength to endure something as difficult and horrendous as what we've experienced this week.
Today is that we will feel the loving arms of God wrapped around us.
And welcome to Raw Talk. That's an upbeat way to start off the evening, wouldn't you say?
I'm already ready for tears. Like, I'm already a little choked up.
It's all right. We got a box of Kleenex in here for you. It's Raw Talk here on M88. How you doing? My name is Yo, and this week I'm joined by Steve-O. It's a whole new season for Raw Talk, and hopefully you'll be willing to join us throughout this new season, and I'll be your host for the next few months. We'll see how it goes and see what happens. Now, today, And I know it's a bummer of a topic, but quite frankly, with tomorrow being the fifth anniversary of 9/11, I thought, how in the world could we ignore this particular topic? But we're going to try and take a different spin on this. You know, there's a lot of different perspectives on the fifth anniversary. Where are we now? Are we safer now? Have we made any progress against terrorism? You know, you can get that on just about any news channel out there.
Right.
Today, what I would really like to talk about, this is something that came up when we were trying to figure out, get a handle on what we were going to do with the show. And it came up, what good came from 9/11? And so that's what we're going to dive into tonight. And if you'd like to join us, give us a call, 505-338-5790. And I'd also like to say, since we're starting a new season of Raw Talk, if there's some topic that you'd like to hear done on Raw Talk, drop us an email, studio@m88.org. If you ever have a topic suggestion, just drop it off at studio@m88.org and just include in the subject line a Raw Talk topic. And we'll take your topics and we'll get to them if they're good. And if they're not, then we won't. Just that simple.
Well, all right.
So give us a call. Tonight we're talking what good came from 9/11. And, Steve, let me just say, because we've already in our conversations have edged this way, we're not turning this into a where were you when.
Right.
You know, we don't really want to relive 9/11.
I definitely, yeah, before the show I was like, I don't know if I can do this, yo, because I have a really hard time with this topic. I just recently watched United 93, which I'm sure we'll talk about here later. So I'm like already in the mode, and then every channel, you're right, every channel is already talking about, you know, I TiVo'd like 19 things with
that 9/11 you're never going to watch.
That I'll never watch, that I don't think I can watch
exactly.
Because it's so difficult, but it's like, I don't even know. So
it's been burned into our collective consciousness already. So,
dude, it changed the world forever. So,
well, that's one of the things we're going to debate tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, the question is, and the reason I bring this up is because if you remember, right after 9/11, churches were packed, and a verse that I remember that continually came up was from Romans chapter 8. You heard it repeated over and over again that God works all things for the good.
Right.
Over and over again, that verse was used. So the question is, 5 years later, how's that happen? And we have Wayne on the line. Wayne, welcome to Raw Talk, and go ahead, give us your spiel. Hello, Wayne. We'll get to Wayne when he's there. But anyway, that's the question. In Romans, everyone was talking about God can work all things for the good for those who love him.
Right.
And so I just found that an interesting angle. You're not going to hear it anywhere else.
Right.
You know, no one else is going to be talking about what good came from 9/11. They're going to be talking about different topics.
Exactly.
And so I think we got Wayne now. Wayne, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right. Welcome to Raw Talk, Wayne. So what do you think? What good came out of 9/11?
Well, I kind of weighed the question in two different standpoints. One was kind of the immediate good that we saw from it, and then the other side would be more of a lasting good that we're still experiencing.
Okay.
5 years later. You know, because it's an odd question. It's kind of loaded because when we're taking a situation that's a tragedy and trying to say where's the good in it, it's kind of loaded because, you know, we as Christians, if anybody can, you know, see the good in the trying situations, it should be us. So I guess in the immediate good, I mean, of course, we got the outpouring of love from people around the world, and it seemed like there's a lot of great stories of you know, people in New York who really did some amazing things, you know, as far as just, you know, showing love, you know, whether they were Christians or non-Christians. It was just, you know, a real, you know, good thing. But, yeah, I mean, in the longer term, I think that we have more of a reality of the dangers of the world, and it's kind of, you know, shattered our old notions of how America's insulated, you know, and how we seem to, you know, not have to deal with things like terrorism. So I actually think that there's some good in that because we, it's waking up. We are more thoroughly awake than we were, you know, a few years ago about exactly, you know, we shouldn't be asleep right now, basically, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Now, do you think, like, because when Christians were using this particular verse, they're saying God will bring about good from this. So would you say those things that you brought up were a direct result of God's interaction with this nation, or was that just the natural result of events themselves?
Well, that's a good question. I was at the prophecy conference at the Crossroads Calvary Chapel a couple of weeks ago, and we had a really awesome speaker whose ministry is called, I think it's called Mariah Ministry, but his name was Jacob Parash. And he basically said that, you know, and he's a Messianic Jewish teacher, and he's going to, you know, be going back to Israel soon. That's where he lives for part of the year, and then part of the year he comes to America and teaches. And he was real frank. Somebody in the question asked him the question about, you know, Bill Clinton and George Bush and just, you know, a lot of senators and congressmen and a lot of corporate heads and, you know, just on down the line over the last, you know, 10 years or so, the last generation into the, especially the last decade. And the question was, you know, how does he see the leadership in America? And he basically came right out and said the leadership in America right now is, in his opinion, and a lot of people from Israel who are believers that he knows, he said it's, in his opinion, a judgment from God, you know, because he said it's just not that, it's not that solid, it's compromising, and sometimes the values are in the wrong place. And, you know, it really rang a chord with me because I think a lot of, you know, the things that we are experiencing are, you know, maybe because we haven't been blameless in God's sight.
All right, Wayne, well, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate you sharing your opinion here on Raw Talk.
Sure, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet, Wayne. Have a good evening. Raw Talk here on M88. If you got an opinion that you'd like to share, 338-5790, we're asking, what good came from 9/11? If we really believe that God can work all things for good, as we said repeatedly, right, over and over again, during 9/11, the days after, the months after, well, have we seen any of that?
Right.
What do you think, Steve-O, as we wait for someone to call in?
Man, what do I think? I think, like you said, immediately, you know, people getting into church, and that was great then, but looking at it 5 years later, has it really worked out? I'd honestly say, unfortunately, for the most part, no, because it seems like when there's a time of crisis, everybody floods to the church for about 9 minutes until the crisis is over, and then they're like, oh, okay, I'm cool. I'm back to being selfish. And then they just kind of go about their selfish way and forget about the Lord who helped them through that time of need. So.
And you know, when we were talking about this, it just brought to my mind a thought that never really occurred to me before. Because, you know, that verse is a verse that's used so much, you know, that God can work all things for good, and it's used a lot during times of crisis. But when we're talking about this, I realized, does anyone ever really follow up on that?
Right.
You know, do we ever really try and find, okay, yeah, this terrible thing happened, and at that time I said God would work it for the good. Do we ever go back to actually look for the good
right,
that God worked? And that's what I'm really curious to discover, if anyone has any opinion on that.
And who knows? Maybe, I mean, it could be that people were, obviously people did flood to church. Maybe there are still people out there who came to know Jesus Christ because of this. So on, in that sense, yes, you know, there are now more people that are, that will be in the kingdom of heaven, which is a very good thing. But dude, it's a loaded question. I can't answer this question. I'm like freaking out on this show already. Gosh.
Well, it's not even a need to answer the question.
I
think more than that, it's just a dialogue and get us thinking about things and follow things through. Are we using verses like that verse from Romans just to placate ourselves as an emotional band-aid for the moment? Or do we really sincerely believe in God's word and that some good can come out of something like 9/11?
Well, here's the deal. If you truly believe that every word in the Bible is written word, you know, from God, inspired word from God, then we absolutely have to take it as yes, you know, that it did, that it was for good because, well, the Lord said it. And if we are truly believe that, then we have to accept that no matter how hard it is, which it's pretty difficult to accept because, you know, preparing for the show, it was like, okay, we're probably going to talk about the movies. I had no desire to see either film United 93 or World Trade Center. And I rented United 93 and checked it out. And it's like, do we really have to do this, yo?
505-338-5790. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, we're asking what good came from 9/11. Go ahead, Steve-O.
Yeah.
I had to jump in with the phone number there.
It's just... Man, well, Hollywood's making millions, and tonight you can watch the fall or the rise of 9/11 on a network station I will not mention.
What was that? It was like the road to 9/11 or something
It's
like
called
that?
The Rise of 9/11.
Well, there's another one.
You're right. The Road to 9/11. My bad. Where it starts with the Clinton administration. And of course, they're in an uproar right now because they're saying that it's falsifying whatever. And, you know, and of course, the Republicans are like, no, this is awesome. Everybody watch it. The funny thing is, had the Clinton administration just kept quiet about it, I never would have even heard about it. But because they were in such an uproar that no one needs to watch this film, everyone's watching
exactly.
it, even over Peyton versus Eli, which is going on right now. Which, by the way, Peyton is totally going to school his little brother.
Controversy always has a way of doing that, you know? When you
exactly.
start talking about something, no, you don't. Then people automatically want to do that. All right, we have Tori on the line, and we're going to find out what Tori has to say. Tori, welcome to Raw Talk. So what do you think? What good came from 9/11?
Hi, I would like to point
out. Whoa, Tori's gone, just like that. We'll wait for Tori to call back. Don't know what happened there. Yeah. But if you would like to jump in and give your opinion, what good came from 9/11? 338-5790. Again, we're talking about how we use that scripture, God works all things for the good, so often during times of tragedy, especially during 9/11. Do we really believe that? And if so, well, then what good have we seen? We have Will on the line. Will, welcome to Raw Talk. How's it going?
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Will.
Oh, okay. I was just listening to talk about this subject. So many people pointing to God said, oh, he did this to us, he did this to us, and, you know, he let this happen and stuff. And, you know, just I haven't been a Christian.
All right, we lost Will. We'll get Will back here in just a moment.
Sweet dude.
Thanks for helping out, Steve-O.
Hey, you know what? I'm trying to help out, and it's not working, unfortunately.
Will, give us a call back, and we'll get you to share your opinion. And if you have a question about, if you have an opinion you want to share about our question, what good came from 9/11? We've gotten several fragments so far.
Yeah.
Let's see what fragment we can get from Zach. Zach, welcome to Raw Talk. What good do you think came from 9/11? And you better make it fast because I don't know how long we can keep you on the line. Go ahead, Zach.
Well, more on the subject of just following up on that verse, you know, that was, you know, something that I really held on to before, you know, I actually, you know, gave my life to the Lord. I've always been close to him, but there was a series of events that happened in my life that he used to open my eyes to get me to see that I really needed him. And that verse was just always there to get me, you know, that he used to speak to me that said, you know, I'm here and I'm going to use these things, you know, to bring some good out of the things that you've messed up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And those mistakes that I made, like I said, he used to really get me to see that, hey, you know, you need me. And really kind of what happened is, you know, my wife and I got a separation. And through that, you know, I really came to know the Lord and, you know, just grow closer with him and just got an opportunity to pray for her. And we got back together and he just healed all that, you know. And just like you said, following up on that verse, do we really use those promises that he gives to us? And, you know, that's just a little story there of just going back and looking and saying, hey, you know, God did bring something really good out of a really tragic situation, you know.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Zach. We appreciate you sharing that and hope you have a great evening. All right. Thanks for calling into Raw Talk.
Thank you.
All right. Zach calling in. And if you'd like to share your opinion, what good came from 9/11? We say that God works all things for the good. Does he really? Did he really work any good out of 9/11? If you have an opinion, give us a call here on Raw Talk, 505-338-5790.
And can I just say that the phone crisis is now over?
Did you fix it, Steve?
I did, and I'm stoked. We got Tori back even.
All right. We'll get to Tori here in just a moment. Right now it's Kimball. Kimball,
hey guys,
welcome to Raw Talk.
How's it going,
it's going well. How's it going? So what do you think? What good came from 9/11? Did God really work good out of that tragic day?
It was really amazing. It kind of... This country was kind of going along pretty passively and kind of detached from each other and not really looking at their values. We were in Israel in the spring of 2001. It was with Skip. And then when the first night we got in, the club got blown up a mile down from our road. from our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wake up the next morning and there's cars all over the place waving flags and everything else and showing a lot of nationality in that. And the Jews have always kind of felt alone in the world. After 9/11, you know, all of a sudden I see cars all over the place here and trucks and everything else waving flags and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of amazing how that happened. And I flew in Detroit. And Detroit was kind of one of these places, you know, hi, hurry up, what do you want to do? You know, just, you know, get out of the way. And we're standing at the airport and driving the bus to pick us up for a rental car, bumped into a guy standing by the curb. And I go, uh-oh, there's going to be a serious fight. And they both, like, apologized to each other, and it was kind of a feeling that was going around there. As far as the Christian aspect, it has made us, like, when we were in Israel the first time, the Orthodox Jews stayed away from us. We didn't talk to them. They didn't talk to us hardly at all. The last trip we went a year ago, they're very, very open. God's opened doors there, and Steve, the tour guide, was our tour guide. He says there's something going on in Israel now, and they don't feel as much alone with us knowing what it's like, what they're going through.
Right.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Kimball. I appreciate your perspective on that. And thanks for calling in to Raw Talk.
You bet.
All right. Have a good night. All right. We got Tori back. Tori, welcome to Raw Talk, and let's hear your piece before we lose you again.
All right. I'm calling to point out the fact that September 11th touched me very personally in the sense, and it touched the whole international community as well, that it put my attention on Afghanistan.
Right.
And I think that there are a lot of spiritually dark places in the world that most of us didn't even think about until September 11th. And as a result, many missionaries have gone to those places now, and it's opened the door for the gospel and the kingdom to go into some of the most dark places. So what do you guys think?
I think you're absolutely right. It certainly broadened our global view of things as complacent Americans who are very comfortable in their day-to-day routine. Thank you very much, Tori. We appreciate you calling in and sharing your perspective.
And thanks for the discussion.
All right, yeah, you bet. And we'll keep the discussion rolling. You got something you want to throw in?
Oh, no, no. I was just on the Afghanistan. I mean, it took us, you know, days after 9/11. It took us 26 days to... We just started bombing, you know. It's like Afghanistan.
Well, how many of us couldn't pronounce Al-Qaeda?
Right, exactly.
Before that.
He's exactly right. I mean, the awareness of that, you know, went up tremendously. 50% increase in CIA and military applications, you know, after 9/11. So there was a lot of patriotism after that. Like, dude, let's go get these guys, you know.
Yeah,
so
there was definitely a lot of that. We have Paulie on with us. Welcome to Raw Talk, Paulie. Go ahead and share what you think. What good came from 9/11?
I just want to say that the Lord doesn't give us more than what we could handle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just makes us stand back and reflect. I would hope that we really need to know where we're going to be. And to take comfort that Christ and his blood will guarantee where we're going to end up. And I would hope that a lot of people that, you know, are so hopeless, you know, could see that.
Right.
Because he makes us promises, and he is a very loving God. I mean, to give your son, and a lot of these people gave their lives without even realizing it, and... You know, I would hope that a lot of them are in God's presence, but it's very honest to say that a lot of them might not be.
Right,
right.
And so, you know, these teenagers out there, and I have two of my own, that we just talk to God more and just learn him more and listen to what he says, because, you know, all the worry that a lot of these people have isn't going to add us any more hair to our head, so to speak.
That is very true.
And so, you know, just know that God's love is sovereign.
Amen.
And I would hope that all the people that listen to this will just take some time to search their hearts. And, you know, what's done is done. And God has plans for all of us. And there's always hope. There's always hope.
Absolutely, Paul.
Which is why we played that song at the beginning of the show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Paulie. We appreciate you calling in.
Just have a blessed night.
And you too.
Guys are just really doing a wonderful service in the Lord's name. And God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm sorry, Paul, I didn't mean to cut you off really short like that. But yeah, I remember when that song came out, You Are My Hope, and it was like the new Skillet single, and
right.
It came out. It was kind of the same way that the new Third Day came out, Call Out to Jesus,
right
around. And honestly, I felt it was very providential that that song that they were working on happened to be pretty much done right around the same time when it was really needed, because that's what the nation needed to hear, that
exactly.
They had hope in God. We have Carla on the line. We'll get to your call here. We're going to take a quick break, and if you'd like to join in on the conversation, already had tons of feedback. What good came from 9/11? We say that a lot when crisis strikes. God can work all things for the good. Did he really? 5 years later, can we see what good God did out of 9/11? Did he do any good in 9/11? Was he even involved with 9/11? We'll continue with those questions here on Raw Talk on M88. We'll be right back.
M88 Music News.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Putting you on the front lines of the music industry.
We're going to start off this week with some scary news from The Listening. They recently wrecked their touring van after hitting a deer.
Go! A deer!
A female deer.
The collision caused the van to spin off the road and flip over, tossing lead singer Gabriel Wilson from the vehicle. Fortunately, the most serious injury sustained by anyone was a broken arm, and the rest merely suffered a few scrapes and sprains. Learn more about The Listening's close encounter of a deadly kind and check out some of the photos of what's left of their van at the band's website. With the summer almost behind us, everyone's getting ready for Christmas. Todd Agnew's getting into the holiday mood by putting the finishing touches on his very first Christmas album, entitled Do You See What I See? The album is actually more of a story about the birth of Christ as seen through the eyes of those who witnessed the actual event. The idea for this unique project came about from a desire in Todd Agnew to do an in-depth study of the Christmas story. Look for Todd's first Christmas CD in stores earlier this October. And if you'd like a different tone for your phone, Goatee Records recently made several ringtones from their artists available for download. You can now get some special grooves for your phone from Reliant K, John Rubin, Paul Wright, Grits, Family Force 5, and more, all from the magic of the internet. That's it for this week's music news.
My life be like, my life
no.
be like, my
excuse
life
me, I have to get this. Hello, what? No, I'm in the middle of... What do you mean the world's facing a chocolate shortage?
M88 Music News. M88 Music News.
For more,
log on to M88.org.
When the balloons go up in October, it's time to chase them on your bike. Hey, it's Matt and Steve-O from the Three Amigos Morning Show on M88.
The third annual M88 Chase the Balloons bike ride is coming up Saturday, October 7th.
You can take a 10K family ride on the Bosque bike path or take a couple of hours and do the 25-mile ride. You can also challenge yourself in the Peloton for a full 50-mile ride.
It's great for your legs, plus it's a thrill to ride around the balloons.
And it's for a great cause, the Adoption Assistance Agency and M88 Radio.
There will be great prizes, free food, and one of the most beautiful bike rides you'll ever take.
Chase the balloons on Saturday, October 7th. 10K, 25, or 50 miles, and you can register online at chasetheballoons.com.
Or you can check out our website at m88.org.
Plan now to chase the balloons during the Mass Ascension on Saturday, October 7th with M88.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the story of another real-life Jesus freak. The year is 1550, and King Edward is now permitting the Bible to be read aloud in English instead of only Latin. This delights Joan Waste, who, although born blind, is eager to know God's word. She learns to knit, saving every penny to buy her own Bible. But when Queen Mary takes the throne, new laws make it illegal to even own a Bible. Joan is arrested for heresy, but tells her persecutors, "I cannot forsake the truth." And on August the 1st, 1556, Joan Waste is burned at the stake merely for owning a Bible, something you and I take for granted.
Will you take a stand? Go to JesusFreaks.net.
And welcome to Raw Talk on M88. We're talking what good came from 9/11. If you have an opinion on that, give us a call, 505-338-5790. And just real quick, also want to say, with this new season of Raw Talk, we'd like to know what you want to talk about. If you got a suggestion for a topic, drop us an email, studio@m88.org. That's studio@m88.org for your suggestions on what topics you'd like to hear in this new season of Raw Talk. And, you know, with tomorrow being 9/11, I thought it'd be very remiss of us not to address this topic. But again, like I said at the front of the show, don't want to do what everyone else is doing. So that's why we're taking this different approach.
Everyone's talking about if we're safer. And you know what? Unfortunately, as long as there are human beings on this planet,
we will
never be safer. Until Jesus comes back and takes us home, we will never be safer.
That's a whole other Raw Talk.
Don't need to watch CNN anymore.
That's right. Yeah, to find out.
There you go.
Carla's been waiting for a while now. Thank you for hanging in there, Carla. Go ahead and share what you have to say here on Raw Talk.
I think a lot of things happened. He was able to show other people, unbelievers, the grace that people have to come together as a nation and to help each other and to be sympathetic with each other.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is 99% of the time, we can't actually have a visual of what he has done to people's hearts. So I think many plants were seeded. Mm-hmm. Many seeds were planted. And I just think a lot of times we don't have a visual of whatever everything that God does because too many people are out there planting seeds. And I think it just showed a lot of people and was able to open the doors for a lot of people's hearts.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Which tragedy has a way of doing that. You know, C.S. Lewis once said that God cries out to us, screams to us in our pain. This was one of the things that I always thought was significant. That's, of course, a lot of things that C.S. Lewis was significant.
Oh, yeah, everything. Yeah.
Thanks so much for sharing, Carla. We appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
Being so patient and joining us here on Raw Talk. You have a blessed evening, all right?
Absolutely.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.
Unfortunately, along with that, talking about all the good that happened, looking at just the numbers, there were over 1,700 hate crimes against Israeli people after 9/11.
Israeli or Arab?
Arab, sorry. Is Arab, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Muslim?
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, there was certainly a backlash against that.
1,714 hate crimes have been reported since 9/11. I mean, unfortunately, that's also something that you have to take into account, that yes, there was good, but there was also a lot of evil on both sides after this.
Yes, there was. We have Leoba. Am I pronouncing that right? Leoba?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to Raw Talk. Go ahead and share with us what you think, what good came out of 9/11.
Well, like, before 9/11, like, everyone was rude to each other, and no one really cared about the country. Like, everybody's like, oh, I live in the U.S., yippee-doo-dah-day. But they didn't really care, and then, like, when the Twin Towers got hit, they're like, oh my god, I never thought this could happen to us.
Right.
Right.
And so, like, it kind of brought everyone together. Like, they're, like, I used to, like, at schools, they used to have, like, all these little cliques where there's little rockers and all this. And now, like, now I'm at my new school, mm-hmm. like, everyone's friends with everyone. It's crazy. And there's no mean or harsh people. And I went from a private school to a public school.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And the public school people are nicer than the private school people.
So you're saying there's no cliquey people anymore in the world?
No, there are, but there's less.
Okay.
And then, like, I went to Freedom Fest a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And there was, like, not barely anybody there. And I went this year. And there is a ton of people.
It was definitely a record-breaking Freedom Fest, yes.
Yes, it was. Leoba, thank you so much for calling in to Raw Talk and sharing your opinion. You have a great evening, all right?
Okay.
All right, take care. And next we have Ben. Ben, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you think? What good came out of 9/11? Go ahead and turn down your radio, too, so that you don't hear two of me talking, because I'm really not cloned.
I got it turned off, and your question was what good came out of 9/11.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my personal opinion, what good came out of it is, you know, for years, you know, the United States, you know, which is us, we've pretty much pushed God out of the picture because our nation was found on freedom of religion. Our nation was found upon God. And, you know, they started taking God out of the picture.
Right.
And when 9/11 took place, if you notice, the first person, you know, that you find in church was our president. And, you know, it's something that you rarely see. Everything that was being published was showing everybody, what going to church, everybody trying to find God, when I believe as a nation, the United States had rejected God,
right,
because the messenger that God sent to the United States, they rejected him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what good came out of it is, you know, people maybe come to their senses and want to try to find God now, and, you know, when they should have been doing it all along. But the main question that, you know, we should be asking today is how long is it going to take before we push God back out, and before, you know, people stop searching for God, and when people stop wanting to go to church, you know, because I believe we don't go to church, you know, how are you supposed to find God? You know, that was always from the beginning, that's what God has always showed us.
Right.
But, you know, that's one of the most greatest things, you know, people start have a desire to want to go to church, to want to see God, and I think that was, to me, that was probably one of the greatest things that we see. But, you know, when is it going to end?
Exactly. And do you feel like there's been a drop off yet?
Oh yeah, definitely, because, you know, all of a sudden, right after 9/11, all you heard on the news, all you heard everywhere was "In God We Trust." Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, as a nation, we stopped trusting God a long time ago, because if you study history, when this nation was built, the Declaration of Independence, everything, you know, they sat down and they prayed before they made any decision. Every time a judge would go, before he went into court, he would always pray, but it came to the point where you find that the church and state comes into play, and where they started putting God out of the picture.
Right.
And I think it's definitely falling out, but, you know, that's exactly what the Bible's taught us. The Bible tells us that what's going to happen is there's going to be the great destruction, you know, because why? Because we're denying God.
All right, Ben, well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your opinion here on Raw Talk. We appreciate you calling in tonight. Have a great evening.
All right, thanks.
And you know what? Ben brought up a good point, you know, about, there was a peak in interest in spiritual things right after Raw Talk, right after 9/11, and right after Raw Talk. There's going to be a peak in interest in spiritual things right after Raw Talk as well. At least that's what our hope is. That's why
Amen,
we do this show.
Dude. Amen.
505-338-5790, if you'd like to join in. George Barna has a study out. It's called 5 Years Later, 9/11 Attacks Show No Lasting Influence on America's Faith. Oh. And actually, George Barna himself was actually pretty surprised. He expected to see a lasting impact from the events of 9/11 because they were so momentous.
Right.
That attack. It was, you know, for this generation, it was Pearl Harbor.
Exactly.
It was something never experienced before, never expected, and it was just, who could believe it? But now, 5 years later, according to the study that George Barna did, things are pretty much exactly the same, especially spiritually, as they were before 9/11.
Really? I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, how do you not agree with that? Did you do the poll?
Did you go out and poll people? I did not.
He went out and polled people.
Awesome for him. But I got to say, I'm watching United 93 last night and realizing that families used to be able to go up to the gate. Now, these are small things. Families used to be able to go up to the gate at the airport. It was obviously very relaxed as far as security goes because they were able to get away with this. But even those little things have changed. Travel, it's a lot scarier to take an airplane now, period. You know, my wife's getting ready to go away to Ohio next month, and I'm not a fan of airplanes. I never was, and now I definitely am not, you know. And so I think it's changed. I think it's changed our nation and the world forever. I really do. This Barna guy, I'm going to go find him.
Yeah, but, you know, Barna's not talking about travel. Barna's talking, and we're not talking about travel.
No, we're not.
There's obviously been some changes in security and how we go about our daily business. But the question that we're addressing here is we say, God can work all things for the good. What good came out of this? 505-338-5790, if you have an opinion you'd like to share. And a lot of people are saying, yes, seeds were planted, the gospel went forth and whatnot. But yet, statistically, nothing has changed.
But statistically, even if there's only one dude saved out of all of 9/11, could you say that that was worth it because we have one more person entering the kingdom, or no?
Well, obviously, God would say that was worth it.
Obviously.
But,
Statistically speaking, are there any, I mean...
There's no change.
None change?
Pre-11, post-9/11, the amount of people who attended church is exactly the same. The amount of people who are interested in praying and reading their Bible, even slightly less.
Wow.
And one of the things that Barna said in this article that I thought was really interesting was that 5 years removed from that fateful day, spiritually speaking, it's as if nothing ever happened. People used faith like a giant Band-Aid. It helped people deal with the ugliness of the event, but offered little in the way of deep healing, and it was discarded after a brief period of use. That's a direct quote from George Barna's article 5 years later. 9/11 attacks show no lasting influence on Americans' faith. Strong statement.
Absolutely strong statement. Wow. I honestly, because I had not read, you know, his polls or this article or anything,
I
would have
assumed.
Did
you do any research for the show?
Of course not, dude. I'm co-hosting with Yo, man. You're the research king. I'm like, what you got for me? Anyways, I would have assumed that the church rate was still, man, you got to think that there'd be a better, I don't know.
Well, see, and that's why I'm asking the question, because that's the opinion people have. You'd have to assume that something like this would draw people to God. And right after 9/11, we certainly saw that. And
absolutely.
After 9/11, with churches packed, you heard that mantra, God works all things for the good.
Right.
Well, here we are 5 years later, and statistically speaking, nothing has changed. People aren't any more interested in spiritual things. People aren't any more interested in going to church or reading their Bible or praying. You know, so then what good came out of 9/11, spiritually speaking? If you have an opinion, give us a call, 505-338-5790. And I think what we'll do is we'll take a short break here as we get ready to go into our final topic. And we'll talk a little bit about, is it too early for these movies?
I'm glad we're going to talk about this because I had no interest in either of the movies. And then because we're doing the show, I rented United 93. We'll talk more about it, definitely.
Yes, we'll definitely talk more about the movies because two movies have come out this year for the 9/11 event.
And those are movies that have made the theater because they've been like made for TV
movies. These are ones that actually went to theater, and we'll talk a little bit about that and get your opinion on whether or not you think it was too early for films on 9/11, or if you still have an opinion about what good came out of 9/11, we can certainly take those calls as well. Rod Talk, if you want to join in, 505-338-5790. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the Kind of Formula for Jesus Freaks. Expect trials, rejoice in suffering, share in Christ's glory. Here's how the Apostle Peter put it in 1 Peter 4:12 and 13. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going to go through as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad because these trials will make you partners with Christ in his suffering. And afterward, you will have the wonderful joy of sharing his glory when it is displayed to all the world. So like Peter, do you have what it takes to be a Jesus freak?
Jesus Freaks Radio is brought to you by DC Talk, Bethany House Publishers, and this station. For more, go to JesusFreaks.net. Fear God, not man.
When the balloons go up in October, it's time to chase them on your bike. Hey, it's Matt and Steve-O from the Three Amigos Morning Show on M88.
The third annual M88 Chase the Balloons bike ride is coming up Saturday, October 7th.
You can take a 10K family ride on the Bosque bike path or take a couple of hours and do the 25-mile ride. You can also challenge yourself in the Peloton for a full 50-mile ride.
It's great for your legs, plus it's a thrill to ride around the balloons.
And it's for a great cause, the Adoption Assistance Agency and M88 Radio.
There will be great prizes, free food, and one of the most beautiful bike rides you'll ever take.
Chase the balloons on Saturday, October 7th. 10K, 25, or 50 miles, and you can register online at chasetheballoons.com.
Or you can check out our website at m88.org.
Plan now to chase the balloons during the Mass Ascension on Saturday, October 7th with M88.
And welcome back to Raw Talk here on M88. I'm your host, Yo. With me is Steve-O. And we're talking about 9/11. Tomorrow, the fifth anniversary of 9/11, as we remember, one of the most tragic events in modern history. An event that will forever be burned into my brain. We actually bought a lot of the magazines that came out right after that, like the Time magazine and whatnot. And every year, we pull those out and look through them.
Wow.
Just to look
Why?
Back. Because it's something I don't ever want to forget.
Oh, yeah. How could
And according to these statistics...
People forget.
People are forgetting. What was that thing you guys did on the morning show that 30% of Americans don't even remember what day 9/11 was?
They couldn't tell you the day or the month of 9/11.
30%, right?
Some people were saying, 30%. 33% said they couldn't even tell you the month or the day.
So here we are 5 years later, and if 33%...
Not like, I think it was on a Monday. It was like, no, I can't remember that it was on the 11th of September. Yes.
That's shocking and sad.
Is it really that shocking? We're Americans.
Wow.
Yes, I said it.
And the phones are lighting up. Whoa, it just melted. Just kidding, it didn't melt. All right, we have Dana on the line. Dana, welcome to Raw Talk.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
All right, well, what do you got to say?
I was wondering if this guy who did the survey had any statistics on any changes for the Islamic people, because it may not have made an impact statistically to Americans after all this time, but quite possibly it could have affected their nation.
Very good question.
Well, according to his research, and I'm looking at the report right now, that the percent of American adults who identify themselves as Muslim has not changed since before 9/11. So there wasn't any change pre-post 9/11 so far as that went. Does that answer your question?
That does.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you joining us here on Raw Talk.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
That was a great question.
That was a great question, and it was a pertinent question because... You know, certainly
Absolutely.
You would think there would be some change there. And I think that was the most surprising thing about this. All the areas where you think there would have been change.
Right.
None.
Right.
Here none we are 5
whatsoever. Years later and...
Did 9/11 even happen? If you look at the numbers, you wouldn't be able to tell. We have Melissa with us here on Raw Talk. Melissa, what do you got to say?
Well, basically that it's filled for prophecy that the World Trade Center was collapsed. And basically in the Bible code, it's talking about how... that it's prophesied before, like Princess Diana's death and all that other stuff. And my cousin, he was going to work that day at the World Trade Center, but he missed the bus mysteriously.
Wow.
So, yeah.
My dad was supposed to be at the Pentagon, and he actually didn't go. Thanks so much for joining us, Melissa. We appreciate you joining us here on Raw Talk. Hey, did you know that, I don't know if you remember, I think it was like with a $20 bill, if you folded it up just right, it looked
Remember that little trick? I remember that.
That, for me, was kind of creepy.
Yeah, there's a lot of, why are we talking about this, yo? Because it would be lame if we didn't.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. It would
exactly.
totally be lame. We got Kurt on the line. Kurt, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you got to say?
Yeah, I was just saying that there was a difference because I wasn't saved before 9/11, and it wasn't because of the events of 9/11 that I seek Christ now. It was just a calling on my life that I felt since high school when I attended a Christian school. And I just knew I had a calling upon my life, just people seeing it in me. And these were people that were not saved, and they're still not saved. But, no, I've been serving the Lord for going on, I would say, 2.5 years. And it's just awesome what he's done. And
Amen.
As Americans, we're privileged and we're blessed, and nowhere in the Bible does it speak about America, and we just got to realize as Americans, where do we stand in God's eye? I know we're children of God, and we just got to realize that he's in control, and in this last days is where do we stand.
All right, Kurt. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing your opinion here on Raw Talk.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good night. So is it too early? We're going to wrap things up. We got about 10 minutes left and let's move on. Is it too early for these movies, these 9/11 movies? Here we are 5 years later.
Right.
And, we're that many years removed. Hollywood has put out two films, United 93 and World Trade Center. United 93 rated R kids. Just keep that in mind.
Right.
World Trade Center was rated PG-13. Also keep that in mind. It was an intense day. It was a rated R day as far as I'm concerned. Right. Some of the stuff I saw on the news.
Right. Not that
I will never forget.
Not that this is comparing it really. I don't want people to freak out. But The Passion of the Christ was a rated R film.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And for me, United 93 was that type of rated R film.
Well, I just wanted to bring up the rating so no one,
Very
freaks
cool.
out.
I'm glad you bring it
we're
up.
We're trying to push people to go see something that, they would normally not want to go see.
I would never push anyone to see either of those
But 5 years later, is it too early for these films? Now, I saw both of them.
You did.
Yeah, well,
you're
part of my job,
man.
Doing movie reviews and whatnot. But you rented United 93 just recently, so and I know
last
we have a
night.
Difference of opinion on this. What do you think? If you want to, let me just throw this in. If you have an opinion on this, 505-338-5790, is it too early for movies about 9/11?
Now, do you want my 19-second spiel or do you want my, like, minute and a half spiel on this?
We have 10 minutes, so
okay,
go for it.
All right, here's the deal. I had no desire to see either of those films.
But
not
I made
because,
you.
Yes, you did. And I wanted to call you last night at like 11 and wake you up and your
asleep.
Kids.
Yeah.
Well, just
good. I'm
wake
glad you
up.
Enjoyed the film.
I'm just kidding. I had no desire to see it, not because I don't care, but because that day for me personally is still one of the hardest days I've ever had to deal with. I was at the airport and I'm not trying to get 100 calls about where you were when it happened.
Right.
I was at the airport and it was pretty intense. Definitely scary. I didn't know what was going on. I'm being ushered out, freaking out already what's going on. And then I get in front of a TV and my world changed forever. And for me, literally, that was the hardest thing I've ever had to endure as far as it goes with our culture and whatever. That was it. That was the life-changing moment. So do I really want to relive it? No, because I will never forget that day. And so watching the movie last night, I kid you not, I sobbed more than I have in years. I haven't cried. I say sob because I was sobbing. I look over at my wife and she was like trying not to watch the movie because she was reading a book. She was like, I don't even want to watch this. I don't even know. I want to punch yo. Like she was so, I don't even want to watch this.
Sorry, Kristen. Part of our job.
And so she was trying not to pay attention, but it's so hard because that movie was so compelling. I'm talking about United 93. It was so compelling. It was so well done. And from a movie standpoint, if we were going to rate this on the Frequency podcast, I would give it a 7 out of 7 as far as the film goes. I thought it was a phenomenal movie. They did a very good job of it. I felt like I was there, but the problem with it was, did I really want to feel like I was there?
Right.
Oh, it was the worst. I cried harder at that movie than I think when my grandma died. It was the worst.
So you think it was too early for movies about 9/11?
It is way too early. It was so vivid in my memory, and they used real footage from CNN. They used the real audio from the terrorists. They used all this real stuff. They had real air traffic controllers who were actually there that day. The authenticity is incredible. But do we really want to relive that so soon?
505-338-5790. If you have an answer, are you ready to relive 9/11 on the theater screens? We got two movies that have come out. Well, now one of them's on DVD. Is it too early for these fictionalized? I didn't say fictionalized because it's not,
right.
You know.
These dramatized.
Dramatized. That's what I'm looking for.
There you go.
Dramatized versions of what happened on 9/11. Now, and I saw World Trade Center, and I actually thought it was too dramatized.
Really?
In that instance, I was like, yeah, it's too early. I do not need to see a TV movie of the week version
right.
of 9/11.
Because yeah.
That one didn't feel very authentic.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage.
Right.
Big production values.
Exactly.
And quite frankly, some of the domestic scenes about the wives seem very forced and boring. And
right.
Like, this is not what it was like. Whereas United 93, no big names. It felt like you were there again. And that was tough.
It did. It felt like a documentary more than it did a film.
Not even a documentary. It felt like a portal into history.
Absolutely. They nailed it. I mean, and here's the one thing. If you're going to see one of them, I would highly recommend United 93 over World Trade Center for this reason. At least when I finished watching United 93, I had this passion again. All right? It reminded me of how I felt the day after, and it reminded me of how I felt when I knew that those people, those Americans on that plane took the plane down so that it wouldn't
crash.
They
knew they had to do something.
They knew they had to do something, and they stood together, and they took the plane down. It was a hard movie to watch, but it was inspiring. It was definitely an inspiring film, whereas World Trade Center, I haven't seen it, so I don't know, but I don't want to relive the falling of the towers. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
And they don't show that, fortunately, which I think was in good taste on the part of the director. 505-338-5790, if you'd like to jump in. Is it too early for 9/11 movies? And actually, with World Trade Center, I was appreciative of the fact that they left a lot of it to your imagination. They
right.
didn't show the plane's impact. They didn't show the towers
okay.
falling. A lot of that, because we all remember. But here's the thing. With a movie like something like Saving Private Ryan, the reason
right.
that resonated so well, this generation does not remember what that experience was like.
Exactly.
So I think in the future, 20, 30 years, you would not be able to do these movies, 9/11 movies, like they did them 5 years after.
Right.
In the future, you will have to show
right.
what it was like to have the towers collapse, what exactly. it was like to have the plane collide with the tower.
Right.
You'll have to show all that because people will no longer – we're already forgetting, like you, we pointed out, 5 years later.
Exactly. Bringing up Saving Private Ryan, perfect example because I loved that film. I own that film. You know, not that I'm going to recommend that to anybody else, but as far as a war film goes, a World War II film, you're right. I had no idea, and it feels like you're there, and I – hadn't had that experience, but right. you're right. I want to know your opinion, though. You're skirting it, yo. You're skirting it. Everybody obviously knows how I feel. Down with these movies and the terribleness that it brings about emotionally for you. I think it's too early. What do you think?
505-338-5790 if you have an opinion. All right, here we go. All right,
okay,
you want my opinion?
I do, man.
United 93, I don't think it's too early.
Right.
For the very reason that I don't want to forget. Nice. I don't want to get to a point where I have to go see a movie to remind me of what it was like.
Right.
The fact that I was so emotionally engaged in that movie because I remembered those right. events. Like, it was like watching a movie where you want to talk to the people on screen. No, don't do that.
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen. I do.
Right.
I can, you know, I was so engaged with that because it was still so fresh in my mind. And when I came out of that, I felt the same way. I was like, never want to see that movie again. But I'm glad I did because it reminded me once again of why 9/11 was so significant. And you know what? When we're talking earlier, what good came from 9/11? A lot of people had a lot of stories about what they thought was the good that came out of 9/11.
Thank
but again,
you for that.
The numbers,
right.
statistically speaking, it hasn't had any impact on Americans, especially spiritually speaking.
Right.
We're going about our lives as if 9/11 never happened. And so for me, these films at least will perhaps prick our conscience and say, are you really going to return to life as normal? Can you do that? Sure, it's 5 years later and feels like things have settled down. Things are a little bit different, but we found a way to go on with right. our lives, and that's good. But do we really want to try and get back to the way it was? And, you know, watching that film, it's like, I don't want to get back to the way it was. I want to go forward. It's a new, different, scary place to be, but I want to go forward.
Absolutely. And I got to say real quick on that, talking about the influence, I wanted to save this for the end, but September 11th, when that happened, was really, I grew up in a Christian home, but that really was the day, the seed that got the ball rolling as far as me going, dude, I'm human. It was the first time I felt like a human being. I realized I wasn't immortal, you know, and that was the seed that got the ball rolling as it were, you know, for me. So I definitely think, for me personally, it had a lasting impression. And,
well, that's good.
You know, that's the
Frank, game. Welcome to Raw Talk. What do you think? Too early for 9/11 films?
You know what, man? I'm not even going to go see it.
Really? Why not?
Because I don't think the country is ready for it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there, you know. I mean, I think these movies were made to keep the country angry.
Right.
Interesting.
They were made to bring us together and, you know, especially for God.
Uh-huh.
I mean, half of this world don't have Jesus in their lives.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And if they did have Jesus in their lives, then maybe it would be a good thing to go see this movie. You know what I mean?
Right, uh-huh. Right.
But all in all, in reality, the way society is, it's all about money. And the way politics are, it's all about keeping this country angry at a different race, a different religion, you know?
Right.
And that's just, I just don't agree. I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it. I'm not ready to see it because I do remember where I was that day. I went and took my kids out of school.
Yeah.
Right.
The very moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, to this day, I still shed tears because, I mean, it's just, I mean, they don't realize what they're doing to this country. It's already messed up as it is. This country was built on Christian values and they're veering away from that.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
You know, and I just don't agree with it. I won't pay my money to go see it. I mean, maybe later on when I feel I'm ready
yeah.
to watch something like that or to even let my kids see something like that, you know, then it'd be a long way down the line. But personally, I think it's only they were made to keep the country angry.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks
Frank.
A lot, Frank. We appreciate you calling in and sharing your opinion on that. Frank calling from an elevator.
Oh, could you hear the music in the
yeah,
background?
The music
right.
in the background.
Yeah, definitely.
Or maybe a mall. I don't know. Sound like an elevator.
I do want to say this, though, as far as I don't want to endorse either film.
No.
I haven't even seen World Trade Center. But one thing that I think was done very tastefully, actually, talking about faith and keeping people angry, as Frank said, with United 93 towards the end, where the passenger, it's got the passenger's perspective and it's got the terrorist perspective, and the terrorists are praying to Allah, and you've got the passengers, and they're there praying and they're saying the Lord's Prayer. And that was inspiring. That was a beautiful moment in that film. And I think I don't think that film was made to anger anyone. Because it was more
It was very non-opinionated. It felt like it was just, here's what happened.
Absolutely. I was upset at first because they start off with the terrorists in the hotel, and I'm like, if they try and make me sympathetic with these terrorists, I'm going to be really bummed.
Well, let's wrap things up for this week's Raw Talk. Had a lot to cover. We probably could have gone for another hour.
We definitely could have gone for another hour.
I need some sleep.
Yeah.
I was moving into our house this weekend. Yeah. Yes. But let me just say, with 9/11, okay, huge tragedy. Thousands of people were killed.
Right.
The scape of New York forever changed.
Absolutely.
5 years later, spiritually speaking, things aren't any different.
Right.
Spiritually speaking.
Right.
You know what? Let me just say, you don't need to wait for God to give you a burning bush or some tragic event to come to him. God wants you to come to him now. And if you're going to wait for that tragic event, something that'll grab your attention, you know what? It might not even make a difference.
Right.
You know, a lot of people read through Revelation and they look at all that stuff, and yet, even in Revelation, with all those plagues and tragedies, people still won't turn to God. So, to say that 9/11 had to happen in order to bring people to God, if someone doesn't want to come, they're not going to come.
Right.
What's really going to bring people to God is when we take the moment to connect personally with someone and show them the love of Christ and say, hey, you know what? Jesus loves you just the way you are.
Absolutely. And one thing I do want to say real quick, tomorrow is 9/11. Everyone out there listening, there's power in prayer.
Absolutely.
The nation has not changed, statistically speaking, but if everyone listening could take 1 minute out of their day tomorrow and pray, just pray for the nation, pray for the people, pray for us as a nation, pray for New York, pray for the people out there. There has been over 422,000 people who have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress syndrome who live in New York alone. You know, so many suicides out there. Take a moment tomorrow and pray for that state. Pray for this nation. Just pray for the people around you, because it's going to be a traumatic day tomorrow. Something's, you know what I mean? It's just
5 years later, it is going to be a traumatic day. And despite the fact that it seems like we're forgetting already, let us never forget.
Amen.
Did God work good from 9/11? You know, I'll honestly say, I don't know if I have an answer for that. I don't know if perhaps we just use that as a Band-Aid to make ourselves feel better, or if we actually believe it. I'm not going to tell you one way or the other what to believe. That's not what Raw Talk is for. We're here to learn from each other as iron sharpens iron.
Amen.
But I will say this, that I know God can work good in all of our lives when we come to him and surrender to him. So I hope that if you've been listening and you felt a tug on your heart as we talked about 9/11, like, yeah, that was a traumatic day, and more days like that could come. Already been some other terrorist attacks planned that have been thwarted, so who knows what's going to happen. Don't wait until tomorrow. You can come to God today, and your security in heaven for eternity will be secure. That's
Amen.
What security means.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for Raw Talk. We'll be back again next week as we continue this new season. Again, if you got a topic you'd like us to address,